Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Schnevelin, and Bill's has a fascinating history of having belonged to the various cult organizations, having been a Mason, and certainly having been in the Mormon Church and involved with many organizations that give him the background, the ability to understand what is really going on. He was involved in witchcraft at one time and had a colorful younger age. Hi, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Well, yeah, you're right. It was a much younger age, but I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Well, what did you want to talk about this morning? Because certainly we see these occult forces working within our society. Most people don't understand that so much of what's going on is directed by these dark forces. There's not one major city in the United States that doesn't have a metaphysical bookstore. In fact, most Christian bookstores have a section on metaphysical books, and you can go there and buy your latest books. That come right out of the pit of hell. But go right ahead.
Yes, yes. Well, because of my background, I'm kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, I mean, I think I pick up stuff that sometimes Christians with a more conventional background don't quite get. And I'm totally in agreement with you. I mean, this thing was going on even back when I first got into ministry in the 80s. You were seeing all of these 12-step recovery books, and you were seeing all of these kind of fluffy, new-agey things showing up in Christian bookstores, you know. And my most recent concern, though, about, you know, back in June, I started really picking up Glenn Beck on my radar because, of course, he's hugely popular among, you know, conservatives and among constitutional-type people and stuff like that, and a lot of Christians.
Well, he does so many of the right things.
Pardon me?
He says so many of the right things.
Oh, yes, yes. And I, you know, and I want to say up front, I don't doubt for a moment the guy is sincere. Although I think like every other media talking head on Fox or whatever, he has been told there are certain things he can't talk about. You know, like 9/11, the things like that. You know, there's some areas where even the most, you know, diligent conservative is not allowed to tread if they want to keep their jobs. But even within that broad framework, the things that concern me about him are number one, that you know, although he's very sincere and he's very appealing, the guy is a Mormon. And I used to be a Mormon, too. And, you know, the problem with that is that, first of all, of course, the Mormon Church is a cult. I mean, it has a false gospel. It has a false Jesus. It has a false plan of salvation. And it's a large and powerful church. And
well,
it's growing larger, you know, by the minute.
The Mormons are such nice people. I never met a Mormon I didn't like.
Oh,
really,
yeah,
nice
no
people.
Argument there. I mean, in fact, the sad thing about it is that some often Mormons out-Christian Christians, which is kind of sad when you think about it. I mean, I know when I was first investigating the Mormon Church, and this is way back in 1980, you know, I mean, they would, like, go out and they would, like, mow the lawns for their neighbors if it was, like, an elderly person. They would shovel sidewalks. They would clean out your gutters. I mean, they would, you know, take care of poor people. I mean, all this stuff, you know, which, you know, and, of course, it's all, not that I'm saying they're not good people, but it's all done with the idea in the back of their mind, we can get this person to join the church. you know. And I had several people within the church, because I rose to a level where I was second in command in the local ward. I was what's called an elders quorum president, so I was like right underneath what's called the bishopric in a local ward. And all kinds of people said, well, we joined the church because you guys really show love. You guys really, you know, show concern and take care of course, the line is they take care of their own. And they're very proud of the fact that supposedly none of their church members are on welfare, because they have their own internal, if you will, church welfare system.
Why wouldn't it be nice if the Christian church did the same thing?
Well, yes, it would. And I mean, that's the problem. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was interviewed on his radio show many years ago, Dr. Walter Martin, who was, of course, you know, the noted cult buster until his going home to be with the Lord. And he said, you know, why is it that cults are willing to do more for a lie than Christians are willing to do for the truth?
Good question.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it is to our shame that we, as the body of Christ, don't do more. But I mean, that's all kind of secondary. I guess my point is that the Mormons have managed to go from being, like, you know, when I first investigated the Mormon Church in the 70s, they were like this weird little fringe church, and all anybody knew about them was that they had a lot of wives and they had a choir. You know, that was about it. And now they literally doubled in size. I think they're somewhere between 11 and 12 million members. They're very much mainstream. They've succeeded in basically, or in an Orwellian kind of way, they've rewritten their history over and over and over again, and they've managed to become pretty respectable. And, you know, I was very concerned back in the last election with the rise of this Mitt Romney, you know, who, of course, is a Mormon. And there's a thing, and don't worry, I will get back to Glenn Beck eventually, but I mean, what people don't realize is, in spite of Mormons' doctrinal peculiarities and their, you know, they do not believe the Bible to be the Word of God, except, you know, in a certain limited way, and they have other scriptures like the Book of Mormon and so on, a lot of people don't understand, in spite of all of, or on top of all of that, the Mormon Church also has a political agenda, which is very creepy and very similar to what you see in the Book of Revelation, except it's the political agenda of the beast. And I think that's what we kind of need to talk about, because this Glenn Beck has succeeded in making Mormonism more popular and more mainstream, because, you know, Mitt Romney, you know, the guy is very handsome. You know, he's obviously a brilliant, you know, executive type guy. He's obviously made billions of dollars for himself and helped save the Olympics in Utah and all that. But the guy comes across as a bit of a stuffed shirt, which is what a lot of Mormons do. I mean, they're all kind of a little bit uptight, and yeah, they're nice, but they're kind of like, you know, they have a certain holier-than-thou attitude. And Glenn Beck doesn't do that. I mean, Glenn Beck's is, you know, when I wrote my first article about him in Newsletter, I called him America's cuddliest Christian, with the word Christian in quotes, because he's very approachable.
Well, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest this morning, Bill Schnevin.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. We have William Snevlin on the line, and of course, William is talking about Glenn Beck and his philosophy. And Glenn is a very likable individual. He says so many things that really are very correct, and yet, well, pick up the story there.
Well, yes, and of course, there's an old saying, the devil will tell you 10 true things to get one lie through. And that's the problem with Glenn Beck, is like you say, he's really done a lot to educate his viewers about the various conspiracies and dangerous things that are going on in our country. But yet, on the other hand, you know, I think he has also succeeded in making Mormonism very much more mainstream. Last year, I mean, it seems like every year he has a slightly different way he approaches his show, but last year he was doing all this stuff about the Founding Fathers and all of that, and he had David Barton, who of course is regarded as this huge, you know, figure in conservative Christianity, on all the time, you know, and of course they're sitting there, you know, like side by side, knee to knee, you know, agreeing with one another on everything, like they're just good old buddies, you know. And then he also had, I think it was either Jerry Falwell Jr. or whatever, who was the president of my alma mater, Liberty University, on, and all this stuff, see, gives legitimacy to Glenn Beck, and it gives legitimacy to Mormonism, because people begin to think, well, gee, maybe the Mormons are okay, you know. And that is my concern, because they're not okay. They're not okay spiritually, and they're not okay, let's just say, eschatologically or politically either.
Well, no. The problem with the Mormons is they believe that as Christ was, I am, and as Christ is, I can become. In other words, I can become a god, and that's the message of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. You can become God, and I don't think that, I mean, that is just so foreign to the Christian belief. And yet, of course, that is the very essence of Mormonism.
Yes, in a sense, Mormonism is the oldest New Age cult. I mean, that sounds kind of like a paradox, but I mean, many of the things that we find among these New Age type people, Mormonism was preaching, you know, like back in the 1840s. And, you know, like you say, this idea, it's called the law of eternal progression, that if a Mormon is true and faithful to all of his covenants and goes and gets married in the temple, you know, raises a godly family and all of that, that someday after he dies, he can become a god and his wife can become a goddess. And they can have millions of spirit babies in the celestial kingdom and start their own planet and have their own little, you know, like, goddom, if you will, with, you know, they can have their own little, like, ant farm to play with, except it's going to be full of their spiritual children. And, I mean, like you say, that is so far off orthodoxy that it's amazing that they have made the inroads that they have made in terms of people joining their church. But I think a lot of that is because a lot of people don't look at the doctrine of a church. They look at, okay, do they have nice programs for the family? Do they look nice? Do they talk well? Do they present themselves? And of course, back in the late 50s and early 60s, the guy who was the head of the Mormon church at that time, and I forget his name, but he really got the idea in his head that we need to present Mormonism like a marketing plan. you know, like you're going door to door and selling Fuller brushes. Well, instead, you're going door to door selling religion. And he set this thing up, and ever since then, the church has grown because it between its TV shows TV commercials and its missionary effort, which again, that's amazing. I mean, the fact that thousands of Mormon young people are willing to go out and dedicate 2 years of their lives, you know, going door to door at their own expense because the church doesn't pay for any of that. That's pretty amazing, you know. And I think they're within the fact that they're a cult, they're willing to be committed for doing that. So with all that going on, they have grown. But the problem is you know, all these people are in the church. They're all trusting in this false gospel of Joseph Smith, and it's going to cost. I mean, if I'd have died when I was a Mormon, I would have gone straight to hell because I had no idea who Jesus Christ really was. I thought he was a spirit brother of Lucifer because that's what Mormons are taught. And I thought he was the literal son of God the Father coming down and having sex with the Virgin Mary because that's what Mormons are taught. And if most Christians hear that kind of stuff, they would, you know, rip their clothes, you know, like, heresy, heresy, and they should. But Mormons never talk about that weird stuff at first. Just like, you know, Glenn Beck, he doesn't ever talk about the weirder parts of Mormon doctrine. He just talks about, oh, well, you know, happy families and, you know, blah, 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 and of course, the Constitution. And that's fine up to a point, but yet what good does it do to have a happy family if your whole family is going to hell?
I agree, then. So where do we go from here?
Well, here's the thing. See, there's a couple of things that I need to address here. One is the fact that the Mormon Church, among its other strange beliefs, it has this belief that the Constitution is a divinely inspired document, just like the Bible and the Book of Mormon. So they have a larger reverence for the Constitution than even most, you know, constitutionalist Christians would have. But the interesting thing about that is, let's just look at that for a moment. Because if the Constitution is a divinely inspired document, well, it's been changed. It's been amended. I mean, everybody who has gotten past Civics 101 knows there are many amendments to the Constitution. So if it is the Word of God, why wasn't it perfect originally? And this ties back to the fact that Mormons teach that you can amend the Word of God. Like they taught for many years, for the first 100 years of their existence, 120 years of their existence, that no black person was ever worthy to go to the temple. That they were a loathsome, filthy, and, you know, lazy people. That's their words, not mine. And that none of them would ever be able to become a god or a goddess. Well, in the 70s, the IRS started leaning on the Mormon Church, and they were going to take away their tax-exempt status because of civil rights violations. And so all of a sudden, the church had a revelation. The prophet at that time, Spencer W. Kimball, had a revelation. And all of a sudden, now it's okay for black people to come into the church. And to be, I mean, not to come into the church, but to go to the temple and become gods and goddesses someday. So, you know, I mean, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, you know, I am the Lord, I change not. And, you know, and then, of course, in the Hebrews, we're told that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change his mind all the time. So you've got that whole thing. And then the other problem that I see going on is the fact that the Mormons believe they have a political destiny. Unlike most other churches of whatever stripe, with the possible exception of the Roman Catholic Church, they believe that one day they will rule the world. And this is what the story is. Both Joseph Smith, who was the first prophet of the Mormon Church, and Brigham Young, who was the second one, they taught this idea of, in one thing is called the White Horse Prophecy, the other one is called the One Mighty and Strong Prophecy. And there's this idea that the Constitution one day would hang by a thread, and that the elders of Zion, which that means the Mormons, would come in and save the Constitution and set up a theocratic kingdom in America. And the way this would work is, is all they would have to do is have a Mormon priesthood holder. And again, for those of your listeners that aren't aware of this, virtually every Mormon male is a priesthood holder over the age of 18. And they're anybody over the age of 18, unless they're a real sinner type kid, gets to be an elder, and then there's levels beyond that. But, like, for example, Mitt Romney is a high priest in the Mormon church. So they believe that a Mormon priesthood holder will be elected either vice president or president of the United States. And then they believe that God, quote-unquote, will smite the president, and then the Mormon will become president, or else he'll just get elected president, and then he will establish the theocratic kingdom of God on earth, which is, among other things, the United Order. And the United Order is like a communistic system that was in an operation in Utah in the middle of, in the later part of the 19th century under Brigham Young, which is basically like, it was like a socialist thing where nobody owned anything. And, well, most of your listeners, I'm sure, know what communism and socialism is economically. So they believe this is their destiny. And then from there, they will rule the world. And the problem with that is, obviously, is that they are working very hard to become an economic superpower. I mean, most of your listeners may not know this, but the Mormon Church, if it was a normal business, would be in the top 50 of the Fortune 500. It's that wealthy. And they own tons of farmland. They own utility companies all over the north, the Rocky Mountain, the northwest states. They own television stations. I mean, you know, their wealth is immense, and their influence is immense. And their goal, and this is what I was told when I was in the church, is to own as much farmland in the world as they can so they can control food production. You know, now here comes this one mighty and strong. This is the prophecy. They believe that a man will come forth who's a priesthood holder in their church, who either figuratively or literally will be riding on a white horse, and he will come and save the Constitution and establish basically this whole thing where essentially if you're not a Mormon, you have to go to the Mormon church for food, for all of the necessities of life, and the Mormon church will basically control all of that. And when you look at that and then you lay it on the grid prophetically of the book of Revelations, that's a little creepy, you know, I mean, because it sounds a whole lot like the idea of the beast and, you know, having to have a number to buy food and what is the number of the beast. And the other ironic thing about this is that if you, like I just redid the original teaching I did way back in 1986 on Joseph Smith and the Temple of Doom. And if you look at that book and the video that I'm talking about, I document how the number 6 is very, very prevalent in the architecture of Mormon temples. Over and over again, you see multiples of 6, you see 6 spires, you see 6 this, and you see 6 that, everywhere. And
well, I understand that back there in the temple in Salt Lake City, there were all sorts of Masonic emblems. In other words, Mormonism really did come out of Masonry, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Joseph Smith was a Freemason, so was his brother Hiram. And you're absolutely right. A lot of the rituals that are in the Mormon temple are slightly altered Masonic rituals. But what's funny is there's this beautiful coffee table book that some Mormon publishing house put out like 25 years ago called The Salt Lake Temple, A Monument to a People. And it's got all these gorgeous pictures of the Salt, because the Salt Lake Temple is a marvel of architecture. I mean, it's an amazing achievement. And what's interesting is at one point it says that the number 6, because of the 6 spires and whatnot that are very prominent in the temples, the number 6 is the number of the LDS priesthood. Now, isn't that interesting in the light of the book of Revelation, where we're, you know, told that the number of the beast is 666, you know. So, anyway, the thing is that none of this is known to most people outside of the LDS church. And because they don't talk about this stuff publicly, because it would freak out a lot of Americans, because most Americans don't really want a theocracy. And So the problem with that is that if the Mormons start gaining more and more legitimacy and more political power, eventually they're going to try and achieve this goal. Now, of course, what they do is totally in the hands of God. I mean, but I know from my background in, you know, like the Illuminati and the dark levels of power, that the devil will sow many seeds in the hopes that one will bear noxious fruit. And I know that the Mormon Church has been building its power base slowly and patiently for the last century. And it thinks now that, it's in within striking distance of the White House, because right now Mitt Romney is like the number one contender for the Republican nomination for president. And, you know, of course, he's a Mormon and a Mormon high priest.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Snevlin right here at the American Freedom Network.
Dr. Bruce Nelson is one of the world's foremost pain specialists. He's had over 1,000 fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue clients. He has spoken internationally and has been the main speaker at the National Fibromyalgia Convention. He will be giving a free health seminar Thursday, January the 20th at 7 p.m. at Energy Events, 1132 Dillon Road, Suite 3, Louisville, Colorado. Call 303-865-5300 for more information or visit the website www.drbrucenelson.com. All health professionals and public invited.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, doctors, and back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Bill Snevlin. And Bill, before you go on, would you like to get your website out so people know how to get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yes, we're at withoneaccord.org. That's withoneaccord.org. And in fact, right now we have the Glenn Beck newsletter right there available on our website as a PDF file anybody can download to get more information about this. Of course, it's from back in the June, July area of the year, but it's got a lot of the same stuff I'm talking about here. If you want to run it off and then print it off on your printer and share it with your friends, that'd be great. Plus, of course, we have hundreds of items, DVDs and books and whatnot to sell.
I think we carry your book. Is it Masonry Beyond the Light?
Yes, that's that was my my fourth book. So, yeah, that's one of my biggest sellers.
And we carry that. We think it's an important book.
Well, thank you very much.
Understand Masonry, because Mormonism came out of Masonry. And if you look at if you go back to Salt Lake City and you look at the beautiful temple there, there are all sorts of Masonic symbols all over it, occult symbols all over it. What are those doing on the temple? And it's not the average Mason really doesn't understand. I mean, the average Mormon doesn't understand because nobody's ever explained to him the true origin of Masonry or really what it says. You know, in the book of Genesis, where the serpent tells Adam and Eve, you could become as God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the basic theme of Masonry. If you're a Mormonism, if you're a good person, you can become God.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing that most people don't realize is that, like, Joseph Smith was made a Mason in the spring of 1842. And literally, within 4 or 5 weeks of that time, he suddenly got revealed to him the sacred and secret temple endowment. And as you mentioned earlier, it is just virtually a plagiarism of much of the Masonic ritual. And it teaches, again, that man can become a god. And it gives these people, and I'm glad you brought this up, because this is something I need to explain. When you look at say, for example, Mitt Romney, and you know, the fact that he's a contender to become president, especially if Obama keeps tripping over himself. You know, the funny thing is that when you become a Mormon missionary, and I'm sure Mitt Romney is a former missionary, you go through the temple for the first time when you're 18 or 19 years old, and you take these oaths, you make these sacred covenants, and there's four of them, and one of them is that you will, you know, put the interests of the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, above everything else. That it'll be more important than your family, than your obligation to the church and to its leaders is the number one thing in your life. And that's one of the four covenants that you make in a temple, and your eternal destiny is then, you know, hooked into that from the idea of being a Mormon. If you break that or any of the other covenants, then you are in danger of, because Mormons believe in 3 degrees of heaven and then an outer darkness, which is like where people like me go. And anyway, so if you break any of those covenants, you are in deep, deep doo-doo spiritually in terms of Mormon doctrine. So when like a Mormon priesthood holder, if they were to become president, they would have a dual loyalty, one to their oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, but the other one would be to always obey the leadership of the Mormon Church in all things. So that again, is kind of worrisome. I know the same kind of thing came up when Kennedy was president. I mean, we're both old enough to remember that about the fact that he was a Catholic, and, oh, is he going to obey the Pope? And, of course, naturally he said, well, no, that isn't going to be an issue. But it's a little bit different because I was born and raised Catholic, and no Catholic takes these sort of blood-curdling oaths that the Mormons do in their temple to obey the Pope. Well, the Mormons take that different oath to obey the prophet in all things, the priesthood leadership, which is the prophet and the first counselor. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, if we have a statesman or a leader who's a devout Mormon, you know, they're going to follow what the priesthood tells them to do no matter what. And the Mormon Church, as I've said, has its own political agenda.
I know it does, and I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this whole story is going to unfold. But I think it's so vitally important that we try to reach Mormons and explain to them that, of course, this message, you can become God, is right out of the very pit of hell. And the average Mormon good person, I never met a Mormon I didn't like. But, of course, they've been misled. But then we have these same forces misleading people within the Catholic Church, within the Protestant Church today. And what we need to do is get back to the Scriptures to really understand what's going on today. So I share your concerns. Bill, go ahead.
Well, and that, you know, what you say is absolutely true. I mean, obviously there's lost people in the Protestant churches and the Catholic Church, you know, whatever. But the difference is that in the Mormon Church, they're lost because of the doctrine. In the Protestant churches, they're lost in spite of the doctrine.
You're absolutely correct.
And that's a significant distinction I think we need to make.
Very important differentiation.
So, and to get back to Glenn Beck, the problem I'm having with him is he's increasingly becoming like kind of a spiritual guru. I mean, he started out, you know, as a political commentator, and then, of course, he did this thing, I think it was on August 28th, where he had this huge rally in Washington, D.C., and he had all of these leaders holding hands. I mean, you know, some of the biggest names in the evangelical churches, Baptist churches, and, of course, Mormons and rabbis and imams from Muslims, you know, and this kind of thing. And, you know, he's now become almost like a more of a spiritual leader, and he's, you know, he's obviously promoting this kind of one world religion kind of thing. And if you look at this new book he's come out with, which oddly enough is called The Seven, and I'm not sure why he called it that, because with my background in the Illuminati, I know that in the Illuminati hierarchy you have this group of fallen angelic beings at the very pinnacle, and that's what they're called. They're called the Seven. So I don't know if that's just a weird coincidence or, you know, whatever. But anyway, this book is, I mean, I've plowed halfway through it, and it's like somebody described it as just like Mitt Romney meets Oprah. I mean, it's like this new age hash of, like, you know, everything from The Course in Miracles to Carl Jung to, you know, just about any bizarre thing you want. And of course, he's telling his story, and he's co-authoring it with a psychiatrist named Keith Ablo. And Ablo is promoting all this psychiatric stuff, and which I don't have a lot of patience for either, even though I have a master's degree in counseling. I'm very leery of that kind of thing. But then Beck is promoting his Mormon ideas and all of that, and it's like, you know, he's saying, oh, if everybody would read this book, it would just transform America.
Well,
you know, well,
really,
yeah,
pushing?
It might,
is he,
but it might not
pushing?
Be in the way that the Bible says, because...
Is he pushing A Course in Miracles? We'll be back in just a moment here with the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Sydney, is William Schnevelin. And we were talking about Glenn Beck's book. Does he actually push Marianne Williamson's A Course in Miracles?
Well, he makes the point that he read it. I'm only halfway through his latest book, but, I can't say that yet. I mean, because I haven't finished it. But I know there's a couple articles out there already on the web from Christians critiquing the book, and they say it really does promote a lot of New Age ideas.
It was basically part of this whole occult philosophy. I mean, who wouldn't like to have a miracle? I mean, we'd love to see miracles, but. There is, as I say, not one major city in America, and most minor cities will have a metaphysical bookstore that's far busier than the Christian bookstores, and most people have no idea that this force is there. You can tap into it, you can get all sorts of power, but do not, at the very risk of your eternal soul. Try to tap into these forces. They're there. They're not imaginary, but they will lead you to eternal damnation. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, just to get off that topic and into a slightly different one, Oprah, who's regarded as the most powerful, influential, female figure probably in world media, she is a huge promoter of this kind of stuff. She recommends a book, and both her and Beck are the same way. They recommend the book, and all of a sudden, boom, it goes to the top of the Amazon bestseller list, And, of course, Beck, until recently, has been mainly recommending books on American history and such things as that and conspiracy stuff. And, of course, she recommends all these kind of fluffy New Age books. So, yeah, it's very worrisome because, again, most Americans and even most Christians do not really have the discernment and to know truth from error because they don't study their Bibles enough to know the difference. They don't really see that, as you have mentioned, the Garden of Eden story and what Eve was tempted with was really two serious errors. The first was that the Word of God is not to be trusted. Because the serpent says to her, yea, hath God said? You can't really maybe trust what he's telling you. And then the second error, as you already mentioned, is that you can become gods. And those are the two same errors that are being promoted in both the New Age movement and in the LDS, the Mormon Church. So,
and, of course, Oprah's had Marianne Williamson on pushing the Course in Miracles. She's had Rhonda Burns and The Secret, and you can go up on the internet and pull down The Secret, and it is fascinating. The law of attraction.
We used to teach that to our beginning students when I was a witch. The idea of the law of attraction—that's just a foundational principle of magic. And yet, many Christians see nothing wrong with it. And there are people, in certain wings of Christianity that believe if you just, have a positive attitude and you just confess something and just confess it over and over and over again, that you're going to get it, that you can somehow conjure these things up out of thin air, like I can have a new Cadillac or whatever it might be. And it, this kind of thing reduces God to being a cosmic bellhop. And it doesn't work like that. And instead, as you say, you start tapping in to these dark forces that are more than willing to give you some of the things you want in exchange for inviting them into your life. And that's what happened to me back in the 70s, and it's happening to thousands of people today in America, I'm afraid.
Well, that's why we do what we do, trying to warn people about the very real danger we face today as people turn away from God looking for meaning to life, looking for a new spirituality, and it's out there. But you embrace it, of course, at the danger of your eternal soul. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah. Well, as I heard somebody say, you know, well, I'm not into organized religion. You know, that's the new line. Everybody uses this term spirituality instead. And I told them, because I do a lot of dialoguing back and forth on Facebook, and I said, oh, you're into disorganized religion? I mean, that's not the answer. You know, religion is not the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer.
Amen. And personal relationship and the realization that he didn't die for the sins of mankind, but for your sin. It's an individual relationship.
Exactly, yes. And unfortunately, a lot of people think Jesus is about going to a church and or following rules or whatever, and certainly that is part of it. But that's not the central, essential thing, and this is what I needed to understand when I was a Mormon. Because I was 4 or 5 years in the Mormon church, and I never knew Jesus Christ from a doorknob. Because the Mormon Jesus is totally different from the Jesus of the Bible. And when I finally encountered him on my knees at the foot of my bed in 1984, it changed my life forever. And until you've done that, you don't really understand. And that's one other thing I want to mention, that in this new book and on his TV show, too, Glenn Beck talks about this whole thing that he went through as an alcoholic and how he had to kind of, you know, it's sort of the gospel of AA. You know, you have to hit bottom, and you have to go through all this pain, and you have to go through, you know, and kind of remember all this stuff and bring it. And you know, you have a transformative moment, but then things don't really get better. And the sad thing about that is I was in some of the darkest places a person could be. I mean, you know, I was a cocaine addict. I was using pot until it was coming out of my ears, all of this stuff. And when I got born again, that just left me instantly. You know, since 1984, I have not touched, you know, pot or cocaine or any other illegal drug whatsoever. And I don't even think about it. And I've never been to an AA meeting or an NA meeting. You know, you don't necessarily have to go through all of this pain because that's what Jesus did on the cross. And that's the big error you see both in psychology and in the recovery movement, whether it's the Christian recovery movement or the secular recovery movement, is that it negates what Calvary does because Christ went on the cross. He suffered for us. He took the consequences of our sin upon his body and his spirit. And so if we accept him, we do not necessarily have to go through all of that. I didn't, and many, many of the people that we've ministered to over the decades that were deep into Satanism, deep into drugs or alcohol or whatever, they don't need to go through this stuff, except that it's told them by the secular world that they have to do it.
Well, we're out of time. Thanks very much. It's been great to have you with us. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our interview with Bill Snevlin, and certainly we have to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there are many false religions out there. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Protestant Church. Certainly Mormonism is founded in Masonry. And the Masonic movement, of course, is founded in the occult. This idea that you can become as God. And it's all part of the Gnostic religion. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It will introduce you to these concepts. Certainly, the DVDs we have, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of that. The DVDs, certainly on Joe Snevlin's books on Hollywood and I think it's Gnosticism in Hollywood. Anyway, Joe Snevlin's DVD on Hollywood and what they've done, the Hollywood's War Against God, I think is the title of it. And it will take you into the understanding how so many of the movies that we see are based upon Gnosticism. And, of course, this is the idea there are two gods. And when you look at the back of the dollar bill and you see the occult emblems there, the occult emblems of the Gnostics, and then you see the inscription, In God We Trust. What God are they talking about? You must understand the spiritual battle we're involved in. We have a series of pamphlets. There are three of them, very inexpensive. They're called The Occult Hierarchy. And there is an occult hierarchy working behind the scenes. We're doing a series of fascinating interviews with Dr. Dennis Cuddy on the Illuminati, and we hope to have this together in a form of a 4-tape set in the not-too-distant future. You need to have this information to be effective in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our website is radioliberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we are primarily listener-supported. We do have some products. We carry Miracle 2 soap products. We think they're excellent. And we could not get by without the Miracle 2 gel. It's good for whether it's psoriasis or whether it's burns or cuts or whatever it would be. It really is why it works. I don't know, but it does work. And then, of course, we carry a product of health products, and if you're not taking vitamin D3 and during the winter time, why, you're going to get colds. If you take D3, why, because the reason people get colds in the winter and the flu is because they don't get the sunshine. You need vitamin D3. It's a sunshine vitamin, and you need to be taking large doses of that. We carry something called Alabiotic, which is simply a product of oil of oregano, elderberry, garlic, a couple of other herbs and spices, and something that if you start coming down with a cold or the flu and you take that along with extra D3, why, at least for me and our family, it always wards it off. If you'd like a list of our health products or the other things we carry, the Miracle 2 products, well, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It helps keep us on the air, and we... Believe me, we get no salary for this. We're a non-profit, not tax-deductible non-profit because there's no profit in it. And we do what we do without profit, without salary, because we're trying to spread the word, to understand the spiritual battle. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you ought to consider what Christianity really has to say. Is it the only hope in the world? And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.